This is the BBC.
We were in for Groovy this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, so here is your early Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris, once again, tries out his new superpower. He can smell a vegan just by hearing their voice. Ali Plum, off of Movie, speaks to uber-intimidating Liam Neeson about his new movie, It's More of the Same. And a landlord in Sheffield signals the official end of Dry January. I'll drink to that. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Good morning. Last minute call up for the Radio 1 Breakfast Show here. What time did you get the call, Chris?
7 p.m.
Same. I believe that was the deadline. It's weird.
It was, yes. I was told if you haven't heard anything by 7 p.m, assume you're on.
No, but also...
It's go, go, go.
Because Grimmy's not well, OK? He wasn't well at the end of the show yesterday, so he deserves to be at home today. But lol to having a deadline as to whether you're ill or not. Mm. Like, now, 7 p.m. is your cut-off point. Are you ill enough... Are you too ill to come in to do the breakfast show? How can you make a split decision like that? It's like, oh, God, pressure,
you
time.
You can't really, but I suppose the flip side is we need to sleep at some point. So, yeah. 7 p.m, head down.
What I also like when we get a last-minute call to do this show is you get, like, much praise from the boss. It's like, thanks so much for your flexibility.
Well, you're getting much love.
I'm getting loads of text love.
Well, I've had nothing.
Yeah, going, thanks so much.
Although...
stepping in at the last minute. And I think it just gets you extra points generally at work.
But saying that, I don't think they send me those messages anymore. Because do you remember a couple of Christmases ago when...
Oh, yeah.
I can say this.
Yeah.
But when...
It's fine.
So
he's
traditionally...
He's not in this department anymore.
Traditionally, me and Scott have always done the breakfast show. Well, not always, but like quite often done the breakfast show at Christmas. Mm. Except one year, last year, where I couldn't do it. Because I wasn't available. And, God, it's Christmas. Mm. And I didn't come in, yet our boss sent a message to both of us
going,
saying...
Good show today,
good
lads.
Good show today. Except you were the only one that had to get up at 5 a.m.
You weren't even here.
I was asleep.
So he clearly didn't listen to any of it. He was like, yeah, really good today, Scott and Chris. Anyway, we're normally on 1 till 4, but today in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show...
Scott Mills.
Now, you know I love Liam, and I've loved Liam for a long time, but, like, someone needs to... Can someone approve those pictures before they're going up, please?
But I believe some of the stuff that's gone up, he's taken down already. Is that right?
The plane lag one is that came down.
Hate that. Because it means someone stepped in.
But also, if you're that famous, what's the point of taking a tweet or an Insta down? Because by then, everyone has seen it and everyone's screenshotted
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So there's no point. You might as well just leave it up there. But yeah, performing in the red tracky pants, the picture of him with, well, he's got a mirror above the bed, and it's just all a bit weird. Where are you, Cheryl? That was Liam Payne and Rita Ora for you on BBC Radio 1.
Are they married? I can't remember.
No. Fiona would know this.
No, they're not married.
They're not.
There's still time. I'm joking. So last minute call up for breakfast this morning, which means that none of us are ready, and that's why there's a slight smell of ham in here today.
Well, I just brought this up because I made the big mistake of, I sort of had a jumper underneath that zips up, undid it slightly. I was like, oh no, not today, please not today, not for the breakfast show.
He literally went,
smells,
oh, he's like, oh,
and then it's a realisation that a part of me smells of ham.
Yeah, but what part is it and what is causing that?
Anyway, look, the good news is I've got a T-shirt that doesn't smell like ham. It's the jumper underneath. So what I've had to do is put a coat on and go Big Shack.
Oh, good. That'll help. Yeah, but when you take that off, that's going to be ham times 100.
Why does it ham? Like, what
Fiona,
is it about? It's just like luck
him.
Of draw.
Sniff, Fiona,
I'm okay.
Sniff him now.
No, I'm okay.
T-shirt.
Well, I don't think it went through to the T-shirt.
Is it pork?
It's not bad.
It's not that bad.
No, but if you smelt my jumper, it's ham.
Right.
And that's what annoys me, is you don't find out these things till you're at work.
But where do these smells come from? Like, oh,
what
now,
is it?
See, everyone's now sniffing their clothes because they're paranoid.
Why have you got... Why does it smell of ham?
Right, because...
Why does it smell of ham?
Right. I've noticed sometimes after I go to the gym, I get a slightly beefy aroma from the towel. And what does that mean? Am I sweating oxo? Why is it beef?
I'm not even sure the smell is ham, but it's just what I... It's the only word that really sums it up.
Or you know that wet dog smell you get when you haven't dried your clothes properly? Now, I'm going to call someone out here. It doesn't happen anymore.
No.
But Ready One's Danny Howard. for years.
The worst for it.
The worst. So, like, lovely guy. I mean, used to try and cover it up with some kind of expensive cologne. But what he'd done there is he had got his T-shirts out of the washing machine. They were too damp to start with. And then you get that smell of wet dog.
So is that what's happening with me? Except my stuff is dry. So
I don't know.
Someone talk about the science there.
But no one told Danny.
I thought one of our bosses had to sit down with him.
Right. See, I said, I said to you, let's stage an intervention and like just tell him, look, mate, you smell of wet dog. Mm. That doesn't happen anymore because he doesn't do washing anymore. Because this is before he got elevated to Friday nights on Radio 1 to like superstar DJ level. Now he doesn't even wash T-shirts because after one wear, he just throws them away and gets a brand new one out of the
Absolutely.
Packet. So no need for washing anymore.
Scott Mills.
Someone says, you're like the best supply teachers ever.
Aww.
Thank you very much. But don't play me up.
They're never like full teacher though, it doesn't feel, does it? So no. Sort of compliment insult, I guess.
No,
good supply teachers are good. We're liberal with the rules.
Just asking why, as a human, why do you sometimes give off the smell of food? And you can't call it, like, when it's going to happen. Chris today is pretty much 98% pork.
It's annoying. It's just one of those ham days. You don't realise until you're actually at work. It's annoying. Sorry, everyone.
I smell good today.
Danny Howard's listening.
Oh, no.
So sorry about that, Danny.
Sorry, Danny. Like, you smell lovely now, but there was sometimes... It wasn't all the time, but sometimes you did have wet dog T-shirts.
Yeah, Dampy Howard. Or Hammy Howard. They weren't nicknames at the time, but...
Good morning, Lucy.
Morning.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Can you relate?
Yeah, I can relate. This is a bit of a weird one, especially if you talk about it on radio, but my feet smell like cake batter.
Mm. Oh.
So, like, when I get sweaty feet, if I, like, take them on my shoes, they smell like cake, which isn't a bad thing for stuff to smell like. It's just a bit weird. Right. And I thought I was making it up. Like, you know, I thought I had just an optimistic view of what my feet smelled like. But then I took my shoes off during a car journey, and my sister was like, why does it smell like cake in here? And I didn't, like, mention it, but it kind of confirmed it for me.
Oh, right. So it's not just you that's smelling like that it is confirmed from other people that you do smell of cake batter.
Yeah, they smell like sweet. It's nice. It's like vanilla.
That's nice, though.
That should be nice. But when something horrible like that smells nice, that's more worrying. Will, the producer, says he likes to lick the cake bowl.
No, I love to lick the bowl out. So this absolutely, like, I think that's a good thing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, I think it's good.
There's much, much worse things to smell of.
Scott Mills.
It really smells in here now.
Wake yourself up.
I do love a bit of Scott.
Does actually smell
It does smell a bit hammy.
Of ham. Good morning, this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Supply teachers Scott and Chris here. Normally, weekdays 1 till 4. Today, in for Grimmy, because he's not well. Yesterday on our afternoon show... my friend Ricardo texted me from Manchester saying that he'd seen Mahrez spotted on Canal Street in Manchester, suggesting that he might be moving over to the other side.
Mm.
But he stayed at Leicester, no move to Man City.
I know, so either Ricardo was wrong in who he saw, or Mahrez might have been on Canal Street and maybe just, I don't know, looking around, seeing what the area was like.
Just check it out.
Do you know what I mean?
And then it was like, nah, stay at Leicester.
We'll stick with Leicester for now.
Because if I was a footballer, it would be based on like what the local amenities were, the shops, etc.
It would be fascinating to see the terms negotiated with someone like yourself.
Yeah, like how quickly I could drive to work. That would all come in. That would all come into play.
Yeah,
and course. The money. And
mainly the money.
Yeah, Giroud made the move.
Someone suggested we could do a transfer deadline day with radio presenters, and it's a fascinating idea that. Remember, like, sort of last-minute moves, here, there.
Exciting. Some people listening really hate me talking about football because it's clear I don't have a clue, but I'm trying to get involved, yeah?
Transfer deadline day's over, though, Scott, so move on.
Giroud has made the move to Chelsea from Arsenal.
Right.
That's bad, isn't it? Because they're rivals.
Well, yes, yeah, that's right.
Why has he done it? Is it because the shops are good?
Maybe. Actually, you're not far off.
Anyway, we salute you.
Chim, 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 Giroud.
Scott Mills.
Does it make this wet February then? Or dry Jan? Wet February.
Yeah, get back into it.
Right.
Why not? I think we're going to speak to a landlord later on who is going to officially...
no way.
He's going to open February for us.
Oh, I love it.
Get involved. Okay, Chris is smelling slightly of ham, if you've just joined us this morning. We've narrowed it down to his jumper. We've already had Lucy on, one of our listeners, whose feet sometimes smell of cake batter, just occasionally. There are odd occasions where you can smell like a whole roast beef dinner. and it comes from you and no one knows why. Good morning, Anissa.
Good morning.
You often smell of fish.
I do, yes, pretty much all the time.
Why is that?
Well, I'm a zookeeper, so I work with very fishy animals and I deal with just chopping fish all day and it kind of sticks to you.
Have you got a boyfriend?
I do, and he really doesn't like it.
Right. What's he, when you get home, do you have to have like full shower, is it?
Yeah, it's literally, I don't go anywhere near him, straight in the shower, clothes in the wash, as much as possible.
Oh, it's tricky when the job makes you smell a little bit. It's like, see, also fishmonger.
Yeah.
And I suppose other jobs that make you smell a bit, yeah.
Or
yeah.
One of my exes who... No, I'm not going to say that.
Oh.
No.
The one that was like a fruit. What? No, I mean... No, sorry. No, I mean... his profession shared the name of a fruit.
Yes, him.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's fine. No, he just used to...
No, sorry,
no I can say
really
it now.
Offensive.
It's fine. He just used to smell of chips.
Yeah, and his name was an actual fruit.
That's... Yes, it was. Anyway, Anissa.
Yes.
You're a zookeeper in Colchester.
Yes, I am.
Favourite animal is a penguin.
Yeah, I get that.
They also stink. They look... Right, so I went to a penguin beach once. And you see them on TV and you're like, oh, look at them. They're rank.
But
they smell so bad.
Mate, penguins are mad how they just sort of stand to attention like that.
Have you ever smelt one?
And then when they kick off like straight in the water.
It's not pleasant.
They do smell bad.
Anyway, Anissa, this morning, that's not what you're here for, to talk about animal smells. You're here to go up against me, who you trust, right, Anissa?
Of course.
Or you take a risk on a celebrity gamble. This is what we want to play you this morning to start off your Thursday.
It's easy to love me now.
Change. Yes.
Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl?
Are you aware of this track, Anissa?
Oh, Scott, I'm really sorry, but I'm not.
No. Okay, good. Well, that's great. That was 50 Cent and 21 Questions. What music are you into, then?
I am into all sorts. Bit of rock, bit of pop. I'm really into Little Mix, so that kind of was a little bit far from it, really.
But just not 50 Cent.
Just not 50 Cent.
Okay, well, the people on offer this morning for you are Ray off of pop, Sigrid also off of pop, and Greg Davis off of comedy. How do you feel about those three?
I think we've got three great names there.
Right, I know what you're going to do already.
I'm definitely going to have to gamble. I'm very sorry about that.
All right,
that.
Then.
What's up? It's Ray.
Hey, it's Greg Davis.
Morning, I'm Sigrid.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Coffee's ready. Get up.
Wake up.
Morning. What's up, guys? It's Ray, and the song I want to hear today on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show is Drake Over.
Oh, not too bad.
Better than 21 Questions?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, you're a happy girl then. Have a good day.
I am indeed. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Your money. Your money. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. Yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
BBC Radio 1. Well, that's February ruined. Who gambles on that? Says Nick in Bristol. I hope the piranhas escape. That's not nice. Also, they don't have them at the zoo.
Well, maybe some zoos. I think the thing is, though, it was a bad gamble, in my opinion. But what an amazing second choice with Drake.
Kai from Whitehaven says, can't believe she just gambled 50 Cent, ruined my Thursday. But then we've got so many people absolutely loving that this morning, loving Ray's choice. Hells has just woken up. She says, so happy with that gamble, dancing around my bedroom to old school Drake this morning.
Mm.
I'd kind of forgotten about that one, to
exactly.
Be fair. Melissa says, good morning, so good to hear Drake. And Nikki says, loving that gamble this morning. You're helping me to actually get up in time for a 9 a.m. lecture. Happy to help.
Scott Mills.
Right, Sinead's coming up. Dolly Parton has messaged Adele. You know, she dressed up as her.
Mm.
Also, Chrissy Teigen's experience of meeting Beyonce at the Grammys. Imagine if you actually did meet Beyonce. Remember I did once? I got into the wrong bit of a VIP section where I wasn't supposed to be in.
You bought your friend Unlucky Gary?
Bought my friend Unlucky Gary, and he offered her... He actually did the international sign for, do you want a drink?
Yeah.
You know, where you'd like...
Oh, why would you do that?
Put an imaginary cup up to your face and go... To Beyonce, went, do you want a drink? And she was like, no. And I was like, babe, if Beyonce wanted a drink, she'd get one.
Yeah.
But he now is convinced, it was when she was pregnant for the first time, he's convinced that he spotted the pregnancy first because she turned down alcohol.
Mm.
Not true. Mm. Also, is Liam Payne okay, hon? All coming up in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Abby, who's just woken up. She says, Scott, I've always wondered how far in advance do you... have to say, you'll be doing the Radio on Breakfast show this morning. When do you get the call? I've got a phone in my room, Abby, and it rings. It's like a red, like a bat phone. And it's like,
It's in a glass case.
It is in a glass case. And when that phone rings, it only rings when I'm called in to do the Breakfast show. That's the sole purpose of it.
Well, you say that, or PPI.
Yeah,
or
sometimes
when...
Sometimes it is PPI, and I'm like, how have they got the number?
It's a bit disappointing.
Right, honestly, the only time it rings, if it's someone from Radio 1 going, Grimmie's ill, can you do the breakfast show, or PPI. Mm. Have they got that? I've not circulated the number. It's 7:41 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Sinead, what's going on this morning?
Right, so you must have seen that picture of Adele dressed up as Dolly Parton this week.
Mm.
Yeah, so Dolly Parton herself has seen it. And basically, Adele posted it. If you haven't seen it, she's dressed as Dolly Parton. And she wrote in the caption, the effortless queen of song, Dolly Parton, we love you. Hero of my life, love you always, etc. So Dolly saw this and then posted this message to Adele on her social media.
Hey, Adele. Likes me? I was knocked out. I was so honored. I was so flattered. I loved your outfit. I thought that was great. I think I had an outfit just like that back in the day. In fact, I thought that was a picture of me back in the day. I was really honored that you would even know me that well or like my music. So I just wanted to thank you and say you're making me look good.
Cute.
It is kind of like the ultimate, though, for Adele, that if Dolly Parton sat there going, oh, gosh, I don't even know if you knew who I was.
Also, I noticed that Adele is tending to hang out with all the old school songstresses at the moment. I saw a picture of her at a Celine Dion gig the other day.
Yes.
And Celine Dion's like, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah.
And Adele's just there in like a sweatshirt.
Yeah, but when pop stars find other pop stars like that and it's like, oh, I love your music, it's mutual love, normally it leads to a collaboration of some sorts.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like all the female divas, past and present.
Well, it seemed like the Celine Dion thing was about possibly Adele going to Las Vegas for a residency. Now, it seems no one is immune to the presence of Beyonce. So Chrissy Teigen, famous in her own right, really famous actually, isn't she? Mm. And she admits she's met tons of famous people, but still couldn't hold it together when she saw Beyonce at the Grammys at the weekend. So her and John Legend, her husband, were about to leave when she turned to John and said, look, you just got to say something to her, don't we?
I took both her hands and I don't do this for anybody. Like, it was very weird. And John's like, what the hell are you doing? And I took her hands and I got down on my knees and I was like, sorry to bother you, my queen. Like, who says that? John's like bro-fiving with Jay-Z and I'm like, oh, my lord.
Oh, I love Chrissy Teigen.
She's fantastic, isn't she? But also, she's quite heavily pregnant, so to actually get down on her knees was a big effort in front of Beyonce.
Help me back up, would you, Jay-Z?
My queen. That's amazing.
It's brilliant, isn't it? I know you mentioned this earlier, but something is going on with Liam Payne's Instagram at the moment, right?
Do you think?
Yes. So he's deleted one where, if you hadn't seen it, I mean, it's been screen grabbed and shared around the entire internet. He's posing on this private jet, and it's a bit of a rude gesture going on. And the caption says, you can only get jet lag from a jet. The rest of y'all have got plane lag.
Okay. Best thing he's ever done.
Someone needs to sit him down and say one word to him. Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
But then this whole idea of deleting it, though, as well, because it already got like more than 150,000 likes and has been... When you're that famous, deleting is pointless.
We've all screenshotted it already.
Yes, exactly. And then have you seen the other one that's of him lying on his bed topless and there's obviously a mirror on the ceiling and he's sort of... Yeah.
See, this is at times like this, I feel that I need to call the pop star's dad just to make sure they're okay. And
yes,
we do actually have Jeff on speed dial, Jeff Payne.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I might give him a little ring later today just to check everything's okay.
Scott Mills.
People are still texting in weird words because of Jan Slam, like big A. Big B, and then their name and age. You don't need to do that anymore. Nothing's going to happen.
Unless that's their nickname. They're just texting him for a song.
Yeah, yeah.
In which case, shout out a Big B.
For the for the long month of January, the way people have been answering their phones because of Radio 1 has changed. Every morning, we've been giving you out-of-this-world, incredible, off-the-scale prizes on Jan Slam. Before January, you would just pick up your phone and go, what? Or, hello? Or, Radio 1 has changed that.
It's so true. I'm so jealous of some of the prizes that people have won. You know, like Super Bowl this weekend. Like, I'm going to be watching it, of course, on BBC, but I'll be there thinking of the people who are there.
We gave away, like, prizes that I don't think we've ever given away in the whole time I've been
massive.
Here. Massive. Can you feel a montage coming on?
Mate, for me, nothing big is done until there's been a montage.
I feel it's necessary because Jan Slam's been huge.
Oh, I love a montage.
Didn't you cry once at a sport montage?
I cried to a montage once.
What was it? Can you remember?
It was the Euros, and it was over Green Day, Time of Your Life.
They are good at it on BBC Sport, aren't they? They're really good at it.
They are the best.
But Radio 1 has made so many people happy in the worst month of the year.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, my heart has been excited. Oh, my God.
Watch out.
Woohoo!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! My God!
I've won!
I can't believe it. I'm over the moon. Amazing. What the hell? Fun!
Yeah! I'm going to turn this again!
Yeah! Hello!
Come on! Oh my God!
No way. No way. No. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, I was having my breakfast and then I just got the phone call and I was like, no. No one you know ever wins this. And I just heard Nick Grimshaw and I was like, Flavour! Oh my God!
Oh, great.
Thanks, Jan Slam.
Oh, that was amazing. That
some of those noises, I'm sure I've seen that film before.
Yeah, I was going to say, over different music, that montage would have sounded very different.
Thanks, Jan Slam. You've been quite good. Why, Scott Mills. Early in the week on an afternoon show, we realised that Chris has an incredible skill, which has been lying dormant for a long time. He can, without even having to meet someone, just by the sound of their voice, he can tell if they're a vegan or a vegetarian, or a meat eater.
It's an almost useless superpower, but it's one that we wanted to exploit on the show through a new game.
And it's really weird. He kind of goes into the zone. His eyes roll back when he's in that zone, and he's got his hand out, and he's like kind of tapping.
It's like the little dude from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly that. But you go to this like special place, but so far, a 100% success rate. This is what happened on our afternoon show the other day.
I need you to speak to me again. What do you do in your spare time, India?
Well, I'm a yoga teacher.
Vegan!
And I'm a chef.
I mean, it's quite incredible. I reckon, let's try it out on the Breakfast Show listeners, shall we?
Yeah, I hope I can summon up the power at this time of the morning, but we'll give it a go.
I mean, it really takes it out of you, and I don't really like it, because I'm right in front of you. I can see when your eyes are rolling back, and you're blinking like really fast. But if you want to get into the zone with Chris this morning, what I need is you to call me on 03700 100 100. But I want a mix of people. I want some meat lovers, I want some vegans, and I want some veggies as well, please. And I bet you, well, he's been right so far, that Chris will be able to tell the difference on our game, Meat and Two Veg. It's coming up.
Scott Mills.
On our afternoon show this week, we've discovered Chris's new skill where he can just tap into your mind and find out if you're a meat eater, a veggie, or a vegan. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's an odd one. It's an almost entirely useless superpower I've got, but I think everyone's got a superpower of sorts. It's just some kind of aura that vegans kick off, and I can spot it.
Now, normally, we would have one meat eater and then either two veggies or vegans on the line. That's why we've
called... to make the game work.
That's why we've called our game...
Meat and Two Veg.
But I may have changed it up a bit today. You don't know. They might all be meat. I just want to see if it really is, like, if this power is working. Okay, so you don't know who's going to be who today. And are you going to go in? Are you going to okay at this time of the morning to get to go into that place? Because in the afternoon, it's different. It requires a lot of energy,
I think.
Yeah,
well, we've had loads of calls in. So what I did is I went to my own place and just had a bit of silent time for me. And I'm ready to go. But as you said, like, I can't control what I do, Scott. So keep an eye on me here because, you know, when I go in the zone,
he doesn't need to
gone. I'm no longer Chris.
Doesn't need to even meet you. He can just tell by your voice.
I'm the vegan whisperer.
Yeah. So good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Okay, what's your job, please, Chris? Morning.
I'm a tyre fitter.
Tyre fitter, and where do you live?
In Cardiff.
In Cardiff, okay. So it's weird to watch this. Obviously, you can't see Cos Radio, but it's a bit like... Who's the character? You said that
the little
to?
Dude from Game of Thrones.
So your eyes roll back and it kind of you start shaking a bit.
Let's not be around the bush.
Okay, are you... Oh, all right. Ready?
Give me the music.
Okay. Okay.
You're a tyre fitter, aren't you?
I am.
When's the last time you fitted a tyre?
Yesterday.
What type?
What type or what time?
What type?
An 18-inch one.
Do you support a football team?
Not really.
Do you exercise?
Yeah.
Vegetarian, but you've got weird vibes. You're
okay.
Like a part-time vegetarian.
What do you mean?
Not part-time. No,
but like
turned veggie.
You've just turned veggie.
Well, about 10 months ago.
Ah, right. Yeah. So that's what he was picking up there.
You've got a little bit of meat about you, residual.
I used to. Yeah.
That's it. That must be it.
Oh wow. Okay. One down. Two to go. Good morning, Laura.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's your job?
I'm a veterinary nurse.
Oh, okay. Hard.
Is that a hard one?
Give me the music.
Oh, okay, straight in. So he doesn't need to hear much.
When's the last time you went out?
Went out? Like,
yeah,
drinking
out.
Gosh, not that long ago. I don't really go out. I'm a bit boring.
You don't go out?
No, I'm really boring. I'm at work too much.
What's your local club called?
Oh, gosh. There's one in Acca, in Halifax.
Meat eater.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Chris!
Come on! Yes.
How do you know from asking what the local club is? Like, she eats meat.
It's not that. You can just pick up something in the voice if you ask enough questions.
Okay. Wow, that is amazing. And Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You all right?
Yes, not too bad, thanks.
Good. So, what are you doing? What's your job?
I actually deliver animal feed around Norfolk.
Okay, so you're like a lorry driver, yeah?
Yes, yeah, that's great.
Okay, Chris, do you need to know anything more, or are you ready?
I worry you're trying to throw me off here, because there's my mind's telling me one thing, my body's telling me another. Give me the music.
I don't like
hearing
it. I know, it's fine, he's just gone into a weird... You should see him, his eyes are rolling back into his head.
What did you want to be when you were younger?
I don't know.
Anything.
Fireman.
Vegan.
Yes.
3 on 3.
A lorry driver that wanted to be a fireman and is vegan, and he got it.
That's the animal feed thing, isn't it?
3 out of 3.
Scott Mills.
Got lots of gym listeners this morning. Good morning to Lindsay in Hereford and Sam, who is in Cardiff on the treadmill at the moment. See, I'm new to this, right? But I've only just recently heard about this thing. You know where you're supposed to do 10,000 steps a day? I've only just heard of this.
Well, welcome along. I say welcome along like I'm an advocate of it, but I've heard about the same thing. It's been going on a while.
Right, so someone told me about it the other day. So you can get an app on your phone where it tracks your steps. So now I've got it and I'm obsessed.
But you're a fraud with this.
Why do you mean?
Well, do you remember the other day we were at a train station? There was an escalator. And I noticed... that even on the escalator, the steps were counting, despite the fact your feet weren't moving.
No, that's not true, because...
It was true.
No, it's catching up from the previous steps.
Mate, I'm telling you, if I went on an escalator, went up and down for the equivalent, I reckon I could do 10,000 steps without barely moving.
I'd never heard of it. And then last night, there was this show on... I think it was ITV, and it's about how to get fit or something. Like, there's so many programmes about how to get fit at the moment. And once again, the 10,000 steps thing was on. So now I've got this app, I can't keep off it. So today I'm already on 1336, which isn't bad.
Are you doing steps under the desk there?
Well, I'm saying, right, we've got Throwback Thursday coming up. That's just songs. So why don't we all try and get our 10,000 steps in before 9 o'clock? All of us.
Okay, yeah. So I've got to do 10,000 steps in half an hour.
I mean, that's quite a long way. But I reckon we could achieve it if we just, like...
tap it out.
Yeah. You know, some workplaces now, they, like, have treadmills and then a desk in front of it so you can work and walk. That's supposed to be good, right? So here's the thing that I will admit to you now. So I got to 8,000 odd yesterday just from walking around and that. What's happened to me? I was determined I couldn't not do the 10,000. So I spent the other 2,000 walking up and down my stairs until I got to 10,000.
Mate, that's kind of tragic,
isn't
it? That's
really tragic. Just literally on my own walking up and down the stairs. What's happened to me?
The Six Nations across the BBC.
We've got the Loch Ness Monster.
Nobody has 100,000 welcomes at the Irish Show.
Sir Isaac Newton.
Sir Tom Jones.
Woo-hoo! Irish Jew.
Delat on fromage.
Haggis.
Chips and gravy.
Let's settle it on the pitch.
Come on, bitch.
Do your best, lads.
Come on, yeah!
This is our year for the Six Nations.
Woo! The Six Nations kicks off with Wales versus Scotland. Saturday afternoon at 2:15. Live across the BBC.
Scott Mills.
Pubs and bars and clubs have been a kind of bleak place for the last month, as a lot of people do dry January. It's been good, though, for a lot of people. A lot of people feel much better about themselves. Their skin is brighter.
Mm. But I do find in the pubs that often it's filled with negativity of people moaning about doing the thing that they're doing. So moaning about doing Dry January, like, oh, I can't wait for it to be over. It's like, that's what I don't like so much about it. But well done if you have done it.
Absolutely. But you're at the end of it now, because today is February 1st and we're going to celebrate. Good morning, James.
Hey, all.
There you are. Now, you are a landlord, clearly from the north. What's your pub called?
The Great Gatsby in Sheffield.
What a great pub name.
That's
the Great Gatsby in Sheffield. Have you found it's been quiet over the last month, James?
It has a bit, yeah, it has. It's been full of people looking a little bit depressed or smug.
Mm. Smug.
The people who can do it and be absolutely fine with it have been smug.
And it must have been a lot quieter as well, right?
It has been, yeah. But I couldn't complain because I actually did it myself.
Oh, you did it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Soda water and lime was on, I take it.
Well, I did Dry January and Veganuary.
Oh, Veganuary as well.
Double whammy. So essentially, I just curled up in a fetal position in the corner for a month and someone brought me a glass of water.
I didn't know Veganuary was a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, did both.
Is it?
So
yeah.
Now I just... I'm a Zen warrior who can see through walls.
Is there loads of sort of January things going on now, wasn't it? You know, where you can just put annuary at the end of anything. And
yeah,
it's...
I seem to remember there was fanuary before. I can't remember what that was for. There was.
No, but you're right. You just put. No, you didn't do that. But it's. Yeah. You just put yari at the end of it and it's all good.
That was definitely a thing. But I don't know what it was.
No.
Anyway, so, James, are you going to be having a big night tonight? I think a lot of people in the UK will.
I think, yeah, it looks like that. I can already sort of see, you know, like your friends disappear for a month, which sort of shows that they're not friends, they're just like because you own a pub. But
yeah, I find it's best in Dry January, as you said, just to literally curl up in a corner in a dark room and not go out or speak to anybody, and then you can do it.
Mm. But also, for the achievement of this, it's right that we celebrate, it's right that we mark it. A lot of people have done Dry January. Congratulations to you guys. As you said, Scott, it's time to celebrate.
Okay, so let us know if you are celebrating the end of Dry January on 81119. And James, you're going to mark the occasion by... I understand you have a bell there, do you?
Yeah, it's massive.
Is that on the counter, or is it like a freestanding bell like a mayor?
It's a freestanding bell. Kind of like a town crier, I guess.
Oh, okay, right. So if you could describe it for me, what I'm imagining is it a wooden handle?
It's a wooden handle with a huge brass bell on the end.
Right, and then like a small bell at the bell.
But how big are we talking here?
I would say it's above average.
Okay,
but okay, fine. So can you lift it with one hand?
Yeah.
Okay, can you ring the bell, please, and say, "Our doors are open."
Okay. Our doors are open.
That's it, guys.
Listen to that.
Dry January is over.
What a bell that was.
What an achievement. Well done to everyone that did it. But it's done.
Well done, everyone who's done Dry January.
Have a drink on us.
Well, you've got in trouble for saying that before, Scott. No, Scott will not be paying.
No, I'm not paying.
And normal Radio 1.
James.
Yeah.
I hope business picks up for you tonight. Thank you very much to you and to your bell.
Thanks a lot.
There we are.
Give it
First
a ring,
of February.
Mate.
Give it a ring.
Ring it now.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, there's a Runuary as well, where you go for a run every day in January. You can just put anything in front of Uary and it's a thing.
Sausage and Mashuary.
Yeah, you can do that.
Anything.
Lou from Dorset. Yes, that's exactly what Fanuary was. Thanks for remembering. In other drink news, I've just found out something that's blown my mind. I've just found out the B in Cardi B stands for Bacardi. And if you put the letter in front of Cardi, it's Bacardi.
Ah.
Some people on the internet thought it stood for cardiovascular bronchitis, Cardi B, but it doesn't. It's definitely the drink.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills in for Grimmy on The Breakfast Show. All hail, God of Film, Ali Plum.
I like that.
Good morning.
I really like that, please.
Okay. We can do that again. That's fine. Absolutely fine. So I'm not Nick Grimshaw.
Oh, no. No, you're not, are you?
But I still want to hear what you've got for me from the world of movies.
I like what you did. So, it's Oscar season. So, all the big, arty, clever films are out, including one which is from Daniel Day-Lewis. It's that time of year.
But is that just to try and win an Oscar, then? They actually do that. They time films with it.
Yeah. Essentially, good. Oscar nominations came out, last week? So, all the Oscar-nominated films in the UK like to come out now, so that everyone's still talking about them. So movies you could watch right now include Darkest Hour, where Gary Oldman plays Winston Churchill.
Mm.
There's Three Billboards, where Frances McDormand and Sam Rockwell, it's about a tragedy and police corruption in like rural America. But that has not stopped Liam Neeson from releasing his film again.
Right, so I'm doubting that this is Oscar material.
I would say no. I've mentioned this before, maybe a week or two ago, but it's called The Commuter.
Quick question. Does a film have to be boring to be nominated for an Oscar?
It doesn't have to be. I would say that sometimes it helps.
Right.
It can help.
They don't interest me.
Now, boring films, in my opinion, I'm a humble film critic, but boring films are bad.
Yeah. If it has a banging song in it, the film can be rubbish and technically still win an Oscar, can't it, for having good soundtrack.
Well, let's not forget Suicide Squad was Oscar nominated for Best Makeup.
But you just say Oscar nominated, don't you?
Yeah, just say the Oscar nominated Suicide Squad.
Anyway, Liam Neeson, who is one of my faves, in terms of it's a Sunday, you're on the sofa, want something easy to watch.
I mean, here's him talking to me about whether people have stopped asking him to do the Taken answer phone message.
Well, I guess when the first Taken film came out, there was quite a bit of, certainly from my sons would say, Dad, would you leave a message on my friend Jake's answering machine? So if I had a 25 cents for every time I did that, I'd be quite well off, you know?
Oh, they've stopped asking him now, though.
Yeah, but also, if he had 25 cents, he'd be quite rich. You're Liam Neeson!
Yeah, quite rich.
I think you're all right. I think you're all right. I wouldn't say that to his face, obviously. So this film is called The Commuter. I'm obsessed with it because the title is so amazingly dull. But I asked him, you've done Non-Stop, which was essentially Taken on a plane, and you've done The Commuter, which is essentially-ish Taken on a train. Oh. What's next?
The bus version? Maybe, yeah. We've done an aeroplane. This is a train. Bus? Yeah. You could think about a bus. Yeah. Or even a car. Even a closet. That might be interesting.
The wardrobe manager.
Wardrobe manager.
All right, okay.
Wardrobe?
Do you think they just chuck him money? He's like, yeah, I'll do whatever. Bus, wardrobe, don't care.
Ali, was he a tricky one to sort of have some banter with? Like,
he's so intimidating. He's so intimidating. I mean, he's Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
But let's just follow his train of thought, no pun intended. Plane, train, bus, car, closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, mate. I mean, you're Liam Neeson, I respect you, but what is going on with you?
But, so what would that be? The wardrobe manager?
I mean, what?
Rubbish.
But he'd still do it.
Awful.
He'd still do it.
You know what? I'd still have to watch it, so I'll tell you how it is when it comes out next year.
No, do you say Non-Stop? Was that one?
Non-Stop was the one on the plane.
Oh, that's for me today, that is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I bet.
Liam Neeson on a plane. Yes, please. I'll be there. Right, what do we need to look out for this weekend?
Well, I would recommend, if you haven't watched it yet, Jumanji. I know you're big fans.
Yeah, I love
still
it.
In cinemas, doing really, really well. There's also that Three Billboards film and also the Darkest Hour Winston Churchill movie. But if you want the arty one this weekend, it's called Phantom Thread, and yes, it stars Daniel Day-Lewis. It may be to you a boring one, but it is very good.
One of my friends is really upset with he went to see Three Billboards and was really upset with the end of it.
I know what he means, but we can't talk about it on air.
No. Thanks, Ali, for your advice.
Mm.
And Non-Stop by Liam Neeson is my film choice of this week. Just for me.
Yeah.
Is that available now at home?
Yes, at home.
Okay, excellent.
Scott Mills.
Have you ever had to resign from anywhere? Like, just say, I'm leaving you?
Not yet.
You've never had to resign from a job?
Not in a sort of formal resignation way. I know where you're going with this, though, and this is incredible.
Ali Plum off of movies. Have you ever had to resign? Resign is quite, it feels like, it's just basically saying I'm leaving, but resigning sounds bigger, doesn't it?
Just to be clear.
I'm quitting.
I would love to, like a movie cliche, walk in, flip a table and say, I resign!
Yeah. Now, have you seen this clip and heard this clip from the House of Lords yesterday?
Yeah,
this is mad. So, Lord Bate quits as International Development Minister after apologising for the discourtesy of not being present to answer a question.
Now, I think
he resigns because he was late.
But I think his resignation was kind of rejected. But all the same, he offered his resignation basically for being late. Now, can you imagine if this was you, Scott?
I was going to say, I would have had to resign many a time.
Oh.
It would have happened early on here at Radio 1. always late.
This is how to resign if you're late.
Check this. From the House of Lords yesterday.
My Lords, with the leave of the House, I wonder if you'd permit me to offer my sincere apologies to Baroness Lister for my discourtesy in not being in my place to answer her question on a very important matter at the beginning of questions. During the 5 years at which it's been my privilege to answer questions from this dispatcher box on behalf of the government, I've always believed that we should offer rise to the highest possible standards of courtesy and respect in responding on behalf of the government to the legitimate questions of the legislature. I'm thoroughly ashamed at not being in my place, and therefore I shall be offering my resignation to the Prime Minister with immediate effect.
Actually sound like sheep, doesn't it, when you're not watching it and you're just hearing it.
Imagine being late for class, yeah. And that's what you have to say.
I'm terribly sorry, I resign.
Scott Mills.
If you like what you heard then, listen tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't, listen again on this podcast. Scott Mills.